I wanted to look briefly at energy and resources because this is probably going to be hurdle number two. Depends where you are because resources are not evenly distributed. So exactly what will be the limiting factors following on from finance is to some extent a matter of guesswork. But energy is going to be a very big limiting factor in an awful lot of places. The energy is simply critical. It's the capacity to do work. And if you look at the energy sources we've built our society on, the ones that allowed us to reach these enormous heights of complexity, they had a very high energy profit ratio, and there was more and more. Year after year, we produced more and more and more. Production is now flat to falling from those high energy profit ratio energy sources. Now, the energy profit ratio matters enormously because it's the ratio between how much energy you put in and how much you get out as a result. So in the early days of the oil industry, you invested a unit of energy in energy production, you'd get 100 units in return. Now maybe 10 to 15 globally. But if you look at the things that we're considering as future energy sources, they're about a factor of 10 lower. So they're maybe 1.5 to 1. That's not a very high energy profit ratio, to put it mildly. And if your energy profit ratio falls by a factor of 10, your gross production would have to rise by a factor of 10 just to keep you in the same place in terms of access of society to energy. But gross production is flat to falling. So when you have production falling and the energy profit ratio falling very steeply as well, that equals a very large energy crunch. So we are going to have an awful lot less energy in the future than we do now. And we're looking at all these unconventional sources to seamlessly supply what the old oil fields have been supplying for the last several decades. To compare conventional and unconventional energy, think if you're thirsty, you want another drink. Conventional energy supplies are like going up to the bar, ordering another beer, and sitting there and drinking it in peace and comfort. Unconventional energy supplies are what you do when the bar is closed. You can't get another pint of beer, but you're still desperate and you still really want another drink. Desperate enough to suck the spilled beer out of the carpet. You know, even if the bar patrons were remarkably messy and spilled an enormous amount of beer into that carpet, you're not going to get a whole lot. You're going to get a mouthful of dirt, the flow rate will be really low, and it's going to be a thoroughly unsatisfying experience. It simply does not provide what the conventional supplies were capable of providing. So this is not any kind of energy future. And in fact, our ability to frack and drill horizontally and all these complex things entirely rests on the supply of conventional oil that we have. We're using up the last of our conventional high energy profit ratio energy sources to build infrastructure for these unconventional sources that are never going to supply what we think they're going to supply. So this is another complete conversion of capital to waste.